Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to show you a to find out what you find.
Thank you. We just want to watch.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that the world somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. the 23rd Psalm.
Amen.
I believe this passage to be one of the most well-known passages in all of the Bible.
Yeah. Huh?
I believe that this passage is not only possibly better known than the average passage of Scripture, but that it has been whispered by more people in trouble.
Yeah, I know.
It has been quoted by more people on sick beds. It has been uttered by more dying lips.
Well,
possibly than any other passage in all of the Bible. It is said that once in London, England, there were a group of artists and entertainers in the city, and by some scheme, some enterprising person was able to get most of them together in one place so as to demonstrate their gifts.
Yeah.
And when all of them had gone through their routines, they came down to an orator and a minister.
Yeah. Wow.
And both of them were requested to recite the 23rd Psalm. The orator employed all of his innate gift to speak, called upon all of his skill and gift of oratory. And when he had finished his recitation of this psalm, the house went up in thunderous applause. And then the minister arose rather solemnly and proceeded to recite the same passage. When he had finished, it is said that nobody applauded, but there was hardly a dry eye left in the house. The MC, upon commenting on the two who had recited this passage, said the orator recited this passage like a man who knew it and was gifted to recite it. But the minister recited it like a man who knew the shepherd of which it speaks. You will notice, my brethren and my sisters, that there's something unique about this passage. It seems that the man who wrote this passage was a shepherd. It has been ascribed to the authorship of David. However, David did not write all of the Psalms. Many of them were written by some of the priests and their aides about the temple. Others were written by other patriarchs and saints. But there's something about this passage that seemed to portray that its author was a man who knew something about a shepherd and sheep. Knew something about the shepherd's attitude toward his sheep. And then something about how the sheep relied upon the shepherd. Listen if you please. This is a gem when it comes to sacred literature. This kind of testimony doesn't just accidentally occur. You can't dream upon something like this. To give off a testimony like this, you've got to have had some experience with God. You've got to been brought to a kind of a situation where you have to lay out upon God and fall out upon God and totally depend upon.
Take your time, Doc.
Listen now. The Lord is my shepherd.
Yeah.
I shall not walk. It's a very personal thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
He maketh me to lie down in green pasture.
Yeah.
He leadeth me beside the still water.
Yeah.
He restoreth my soul.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
He restoreth my soul.
Yeah.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
My Lord.
Isn't it so? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. A very personal thing. I don't think too much of people who have no personal testimony about God and his goodness. Some folks say, well, you know, I'm not very much of a talker. And I can't say anything in church. If God has meant anything in your life, you ought to be willing to say anyway. You ought to be able to say what God means to me.
Well,
the Lord means anything, let the saints of God say so. Pray with me. If David was the author of this passage, then it was born out of some of his experiences. Possibly at the time that he penned this particular passage, this psalm, he was sitting upon an ivory throne. Israel's first citizen. With a scepter of authority in his hand. With courtiers and ambassadors gathered before him. And yet he takes the retrospect back down the vista of the past. And began to think about those things that brought him over. Had it been his skillfulness? Had it been his superior intelligence? Had it been his political maneuvering?
No. Now, what I want to say to you, this is Bible class night. That was Dr. Franklin's saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Tonight, I want you to read Psalms chapter 9 and verse 9. Just go read the whole chapter. But I want to focus on Psalms 9 and verse 9. I want to focus on that. And I want to tell you tonight, God is still in control of things. And like Dr. Franklin said, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. I want to share some things with you tonight. And I want you to be ready for God to touch you, come up the door for you. I want to tell you, Sister Duke, I got in the car, found out I had your beads in the car. And I said, look, and I put them to you, but I'll get them to you tomorrow sometime. I'm praying for you tonight. I want you to get ready for God to bless you. And I was with a scientist today. He was telling me about the big fire they had in Chicago in the 1900s. They said O'Leary Kyle kicked over the lamp and the whole city caught on fire. That was a lie. We had a meteor shower, and that means from the meteor, it was rock on fire. So when they hit over in Indiana and Michigan. But since Chicago was so vast, Jerry, it started hitting on the south side, the west side. The whole city burned up, but they never did tell why. You know, they lied to O'Leary Kyle, kicked her and talking about it was lots of wooden homes back then. And they never did tell tonight the meteor shower. And what that means, stones that were coming from the heaven was like a hot rock. And it just reminded me of Sodom and Gomorrah. when they destroyed the city. You know, I don't know what city that wicked, but that's what happened. And the scientists are just now bringing that out. Let me say it again. Old Lyric Cow did not burn Chicago down. It was a meteor storm of hot rock that set some part of Michigan on fire, some part of Indiana. But the biggest draw was Chicago, because it hit the south side, north side, all over at once. So you had fires downtown, fires on the north side, and fire on the west side, east side. Fires all over the city was burning. It wasn't burning in the black neighborhood, the white, it was burning all over the city. And then they had to redo it. They never did tell where the fire come from or how the fire happened, because they couldn't tell people that was happening like that. But that's one of the things I want to say tonight. This is Bible class night. I want to talk about some things you when you read your Bible. But I want to explain what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Black Wall Street. You never did understand. They never did explain. This was 1921. Okay, this when this happened. It's been 100 years before Biden come and said it happened. But he didn't say why it happened and what was the reason it happened. Okay. Now, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the Indians had fought anyway for the land. Okay. Now, this is what you don't know. What happened, and I think I talked to Dr. Christian about that, and I don't know if she on or not, but I talked to her about that, and I want to share this with you. And, you know, sometimes it's good to read your Bible. It's good to know history. It's good to know why you know what's going on. Why it's so, it was a racial thing then. It's a racial thing now. Okay. So what I want to say to you tonight, where you might get the truth, you might know the truth. Okay. I want Dr. Christian to read the scripture. Dr. Christian, did you on the air?
Yes, sir. God bless everybody tonight.
Now, Dr. Christian, before you read, this is what I want to bring. Racism and white supremacy have murdered black folks all over the land since we come from Africa. And I want to say this here. And it was dividing country things. We're talking about Bible class, but I want to go deeper than Bible class. I want to go to spiritual classes. And, you know, when it's my thing's a Bible class, but I want to talk about spiritual classes. When you, in spirit, you throw Christianity out the wall, you throw Judaism out the wall, and you throw Islam out the wall. Because all that, every religion you can name come out of spiritual. And it comes from Africa. I want y'all to know that. So I want, really, if I want to, you know, on Wednesday night, I'm going to go deeper into the spiritual teaching, because they don't teach it in the church. They teach about the Bible, but you got to understand the Bible is a book of knowledge and wisdom. And lots of the things in the Bible, it don't mean what it says. Okay, let me give you an example. It said Adam and Eve was in the garden, right? Who wrote that? Adam and Eve couldn't write it. See what I'm saying? Who wrote about Adam and Eve? Because there wasn't nobody in the world but Adam and Eve. Who wrote about the snake? Adam and Eve couldn't write. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand there's some things in the Bible when you research. And what I said to you, brother and sister, begin to research. And once you begin to research, your knowledge of God or the universe will grow stronger with you and what's going on. Now, I want to get back to him because I got Dr. Christian to read something. Dr. Christian, I really enjoyed Mother Egypt on St. Michael Feast Day. And you, when you talked to her, I wanted to come on Sunday. I wanted to come on every Sunday to give a little message to these people. And then when you said Mother Egypt, that means that she's from Africa. Egypt and Africa is together. And Egypt was black. Africa is black. Some people scared to embrace blackness. And that's what that I want to erase that memory that you scared to embrace blackness. Because one while, I don't know how I'm going this, but one while, every black church had a white Jesus in their church. And they looked up to Jesus. I went to church and I had a white Jesus. And we get Sunday school book from Nashville. Everything was white in it. Okay? It took me a time to understand, wait a minute, this ain't us. You know, it's telling some of a story, but it's not telling the whole class to give you the whole story. It might be bitter and sweet. You might not can take it because you've been programmed, like I've been programmed, and most of these ministers keep programming you. You know, when you started telling them about what happened after, they want to hear it because they want to make the dollars. They want to make sure you pay your tithe, want to make sure you come to church, because they want to ride them Cadillacs, they want to ride them Rolls Royces, and some of them want to fly them planes and leave you right where you at. But I hope this show can motivate you. We can bring you to another level with your healing, your deliverance, and what God got for you. And I ain't trying to be racist, but it's a racial thing. I mean, it's a thing where man had made a business out of Christianity and made a business out of me and you, okay? It ain't, if you want to pay your tithe, pay your tithe. If you want to, but my whole thing is, you ain't got to pay your tithe, just seed. If you got to need your seed. Because when you're seeding, because I believe in this harvest time anyway. See, it's harvest time. Because you plant and then, when it comes to October, November, to harvest. Now, we're getting ready to go into Valentine. And, Dr. Trish, I want you to get something on Valentine where we can tell the whole story because Valentine is a businessman market. They want to make money. But it's deeper than just putting a parking outside. It's about going to your ancestors. And then that portal hole is open up. And all the evil come out. You're going to find out five. I'm going to prophesy this before I have Dr. Reed. This month, planes falling, trains turning over, a loss of murders. I want to say this, and I talked to Jerry about it. Do you know on the weekend, over 1,000 black folks get killed? Ku Klux Klan ain't killing them. They were killing ourselves. The boy in the school shot, I think it was in Texas somewhere. And then in Houston, kid. It's too many guns in the streets. It's too many guns with crazy people. Got them. See what I'm saying? And the church ain't addressing that. They're talking about a virus. You can get killed walking out in front of a train. You can get killed walking outside of your door. And let me tell you something. It's more people killing each other than the virus killing. Y'all believe what I'm saying? So psych your mind. The boy said, psych your
mind. Amen.
That's right. Psych your booty shine, the kids say. Psych. So we being, as a people, black, white, we being psyched out. Okay? So I want to tell you. Now, this is what's happening. This is Bible class. I'm going to teach on Hitler playbook. I'm going to pick a sermon and let you know. And I'm going to tell you all the things happened with Hitler. Did you know that the people in Tulsa, Oklahoma, did more to black folks than Hitler did to the Jews? And it was the same spirit out of that playbook? But that's for another show. And I just want to let you know, if you tune in, call a friend, call a neighbor, get your pencil and paper, because I don't know where the spirit going to carry me. It might carry me up, might carry me down, might carry me in the gutter, but it's going to always shake the dust off and bring the truth with medicine, with what you need to take, and a lot, and I want to say this here, it's a lot of people had COVID before we knew it was COVID. It's people died. I was talking to Bryce, she said she knows when people died, they had COVID, but they weren't naming it COVID. You know what I'm saying? So all of this stuff is moving out of Hitler's playbook, and you say, well, what that mean? What his playbook is? If you don't know his playbook, I'm going to tell you his playbook. And once you understand his playbook, you understand what's going on in America now? What's going on all over the world. What happened in Africa? The richest country in the world, in Africa, but all the people there is poor. They got diamond mines, copper mines, silver mines. But it's been stole. Everybody come there and get a piece of it and leave. And don't leave nothing there. When they want to experiment with people, they came to Africa. Any kind of these pharmaceutical companies, it's got rich. Now, I want to say this. Look what's happening to the people that coming from Haiti. They didn't take them in. They still there. But Biden and his crew and Trump and all of them, tell you who involved. Well, I ain't picking up. First, Bush is involved, okay, with his lie. Obama involved with his lie. And Trump involved with his lie. And here come Biden with his lie. What you talking about, Bishop? I'm talking about they supposed to kill Bin Laden. They got over there and tried to teach them people how to be Americans. Now, it was $6 trillion spent. Y'all want to take this down? $6 trillion in 20 years. Think about it. Where all that money at? This way is at. Bush sent people over there getting $50,000 a month, teaching them how to fill the application out, teaching them English. Got plumbers coming over there, building buildings over there. When they left there, they left new buildings, they left guns, they left tanks, they left helicopters. That's taxpayer money. So you got to understand, 20 years. Now, what they did, all they could take, they loaded them up and brought them over here. Why they brought them over here, Bishop? Because they trained them to take your place. They trained them to take your job. And so long, now, they didn't give us reparation, but after a while, they're going to be another hating black folks. Because they're being taught that. 200 came to Chicago. Lightfoot ain't said nothing about the Haitians. Ain't no blacks said nothing about, let us bring some Haitians to Chicago. And I want to say to these black churches, you should tell your pastor, our church need to adopt 25 Haitians. Well, let me say that again, because y'all know you're crazy. You don't want to hear that. You want to say, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Now, I want you to get out of that, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. I want you to tell your pastor to adopt 25 Haitians. Call the government and say, don't send them back. Send 25 to me. We'll take care of them. Can we do that? Good God Almighty. I know I'm talking Holy Ghost now. I'm talking spiritual talk. We're so selfish. We want to be like the white folks. So, well, white folks take care of white folks. Black folks don't take care of black folks. Oh, y'all ain't like me. I'm going to get some calls on this. But God bless you. I just want to say that tonight. This is Bible class night. And then I've told you this is spiritual class night for you to go, for you to get school. You'll come out of that hank situation. You know, what got me? Let me tell you what got me. The police come in Dallas and shot this man and killed him because she was high in the wrong apartment. The boy get to court, say, I want to hug you. I want to forgive you. And the judge brought a Bible. Judge won't have my Bible in the courtroom. She's supposed to be a partial. But you know what I'm saying? Because you got that hang on you of forgiveness, everybody can forgive everybody. You forgive everybody. Don't nobody forgive you. I'm going to leave that alone. Thank you, Cash Bear. Now, what I want to talk about tonight, I'm talking a little bit about Tulsa, Oklahoma. I told you about the big fire, the black. Everything this white man get in, he lies about it. You know, he lied about it's a cow kicked over the fire in Chicago, burnt down. Here's a cow kicked the lamp over in up on the north side, and it burned south side down. It burned the west side down with that lie. And it haven't been brought out, so I'm bringing it out tonight. I talked to the scientist. He showed me where it come from and what had happened. And they kept it, our government kept it quiet. Huh? This is what Hitler did. Hitler killed the Jews because the Jews had business. Jews had the money. So Hitler killed 6 million, okay? And 3 million, let me tell you, 3 million white folks got mad at black folks in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Ku Klux Klansmen. They were policemen. They was government officials. They went in and killed those blacks because so they was borrowing money from blacks, and they didn't like black businessmen that were dressed up, wasn't begging. But not only in Tuscaloosa, Oklahoma, it happened in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana. Anywhere blacks had business, Dr. Christian, anywhere blacks were raising up, they had that plan to kill them. Y'all ain't liking y'all. I'm telling the truth. Every state in the Union, blacks have been murdered or killed and hung and lynched. They did it more in Alabama, more in Mississippi, and more in Arkansas, and even in Texas. It ain't no place in America where blacks ain't been murdered. And if you was a black up and you got killed. If you had a business, your business got burnt out. They never did tell a story. This is 1921. They didn't tell a story about 3,000, talking about 300 white. It was 3,000 Ku Klux Klan with the sheets on. Come and kill everybody there. And then some of the people they killed, some of the mothers that took care of their babies. This is jealousy. And this is, let me help you out. This is Hitler playbook. They was playing out of Hitler playbook. Hitler killed 6 million. They killed over 6,000 blacks. They cut it down. It went by 300. That's what they told us. But it was more than that. Blacks had the churches, business. They had businessmen. They had trucking companies. It was black folks had it. They didn't beg white folks for nothing. They got up and got it on their own. But because of the Hitler syndrome, let me tell you something else. You might not understand this, but I'm going to get to you now. Wall Street, they stole it from Tulsa. It was Black Wall Street. They named it Wall Street up in New York. That was stolen. Thing he took, he steal it and lie and change the name of it. If he can't change it, he'll lay by and say it is. I just tell him the truth. Glory, hallelujah. This is what I'm saying tonight. You might have a comment tonight. If you got a comment, you can do it. Dr. Christian, I know you're on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything to say on this, what I'm talking?
You're telling the truth. I mean, the truth is the light right now. I mean, every time black men try to build up wealth and be responsible for itself, I mean, that's the first thing that, you know, the white people stated, you know, we shiftless, we worthless. But when we build our own communities and created our own wealth and our own money was circulating in our communities because of segregation, white people got jealous because they figured we all were stupid, uneducated, didn't know nothing, didn't know how to function without them. And when they realized it, you know, instead of them appreciating it, no, they got angry because they realized that they were unintelligent. And they destroyed up many, many black communities. And even to this day, as a black, you know, and it's a shame, even to this day, as a black man build up himself to do something, you know, this day, instead of lynching somebody, they lynch him through the taxes, you know, they take the money from him. They are always a way and a way to go about it. You know, they make it harder for you to get the loans, you know. The opportunity that are presented to the foreigners is given to them, some of them. I won't say all of them. The good thing about them is they're willing to pull together their resources and to create and get the businesses that they want. We have not gotten to that level. Ever since we've been broken down, we haven't built ourselves back up. So I guess this is the time for us, you know, it's the time for us to pull ourselves together as a people.
I want to say this here. the Mexican cutting grass, they make over $10,000-$20,000 a year just cutting black folks' grass. We're too good to cut our own grass. But what, just like, now this is the part, they bring all these people over here. They gave them food stamps, they gave them Social Security cards, and they gave them a stipend. The people they've brought over here already, they've been brought over, and they're placing them in Florida, in Chicago, Mississippi, they're placing them. Right where blacks starving, these people doing good, and they getting the money to open up businesses. That's the kind of racism that's going on. And then them people will spit on you and tell you you ain't nobody because they programmed that way. That's what they was doing over in Afghanistan. You know, that's what I'm saying about that. But what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and people say, oh, it happened in Tulsa. It happened where you at. If you living in the United States, it happened in your town. If you lived in Birmingham, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, wherever you in North Dakota, South Dakota, it happened. But you didn't know about it. You know about Tulsa because Tulsa was the most progressive black community in America. And the government knows that. But them 3,000 Ku Klux Klan came from all over. They come from all over the United States. They got together and they come just to destroy that black city. They did the same thing in Mississippi, in Louisiana, in North Carolina, South Carolina. They did the same thing. That same playbook. And now the Ku Klux Klan now done put a white suit on, put a black suit on, and got in City Hall, they in Congress, and they are in the Justice Department. Okay, the same ones. They put a suit on and said, "I'm a congressman," or "I'm just him." The same law that they didn't want blacks to vote. What you think this law about that's going on in Texas? This is done by the Ku Klux Klan. They ain't got no white suit on no more. They got black suits. They in the court where they can make a difference. We still fighting each other. They making laws about us to stop us. That's what happened. But with all of that said, God, let me help you out. When I say God, don't look at no white boy. I'm talking about God. When you look at God, look at the wind. Look at them tornadoes. The God of the wind, the God of the water, the God of the universe. Once you get in your mind, in your spirit, that God is bigger than a church, than a little ragged building, that they done trick people and put people in and people going hungry, and they got a big old church on the corner. They go once a week, but people starving on outside the church. People ain't got no word to say. God didn't create that. That's man trying to put God in the building. God is in you, woman. Man, God is in you. I wish I had somebody tonight that will wake up. Say, well, I got to wake up to what's going on with me. Reason you can't get healed because you're looking at a hospital to heal you. You're looking at a doctor to heal you. You ain't looking at the Mother Nature, the universal, to heal your body from any kind of disease. Oh, y'all ain't going to pray. But y'all go out and get dope, drugs, alcohol. And I'm going to get it. No, no, no. Unless you go to the Creator, you can't get healed. I wish I had somebody that understands what I'm saying tonight. I'm going to leave this alone. Dr. Griffin, will you read that scripture? Now, I want y'all to listen to this here. I want you to read. I just started at Psalms 9 and read it all the way down. But I want you to circle when you get to verse 9. I want y'all to circle that because you need to purge. You need to read that. Mary, you need to read that. Joanne, you need to read that. Dr. Kristen, okay, read on.
Psalms 9:1-9. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to all thy name, O thou most high. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence, for thou hast maintained my right and my cause, and thou settest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathens, thou hast destroyed the wicked, thou hast put out their names forever and ever. O thy enemies, destructions are come to perpetual end, and thou destroyest cities, and thou memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever, and he has prepared his throne for judgment. And he shall judge the world in the righteousness, and he shall minister just judgment to the people in the upright. And the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed and a refuge in a time of trouble. I read to you Psalms 9, verse 1 through 9.
Now, what she said, that God will be a refuge in time. We in trouble. Witchcraft, magic, and all that stuff going on. You got to go to that scripture. He said he'll be a what? To you, doctor, what he said he'll be? He'll be a protector of you.
Yeah.
Read that again. Verse 9.
The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed and a refuge in times of trouble.
Now, what he's saying, he's going to be the cover for you. If you know that don't know, they're not respecting the seniors. You got people in the hospital, won't let people in the hospital. See, you know, back in the day, wasn't no hospital. The midwife took care of you. And the midwife was the doctor and everything took care of you. You stayed healed. Now going to a hospital, where wasn't no hospital. Prayer and calling on the herbs to heal your body. You didn't got modern, you just take an x-ray and all of that. When a midwife comes, you know if your hand broke or your whatever. But what I'm saying tonight, we got to go back and get off the grid and begin to grow some greens and begin to go to a garden, because they're fixing so much of chemicals in the food, you know, and you eating plastic in the bread, you know, and if the plastic in your stomach, what you think you're going to do? You know, all of that, there's so much going on with us. We got to take a step by step. That means that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And you got to understand tonight, it's time, it's a scripture, Psalms 21. I just got that from the Spirit. And Psalms 21, Psalms 71, and Psalm 118. I don't know what that's for, that for somebody. I want to thank you, Dr. Christian, but I want to say to you tonight, check your mind that you don't go crazy. You know, a couple of policemen killed themselves, and we just had a state trooper kill himself. But it's kind of funny about the state trooper kill himself. Now, how would you go on the expressway and kill yourself on the expressway and park on it? That don't make sense. Then they held it back and said he killed himself. Maybe somebody was in there with him that killed him. You never can tell. Because they cover up so much. But this is the year the truth going to come out. Truth going to come out. So you got to clean your act up. Because a lot of... Now you're riding high now. You're saying, I belong to this organization. I belong to this social sorority. I'm in this end. But God said... Man and woman, God, you don't care how much money you got, it's not good to fool with nature. Because every time you try to get some, you're going to send something else on you. You're going to send that curse on you. Because God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, me and you. So you got to understand, I'm going to ask one question. You ask somebody. And you ask somebody, you ask your pastor, you have asked anybody you know they read the Bible. Adam and Eve was in the garden. That's what they told us in the Bible. Well, who wrote all that down? Who know about it? Tell me how they got that. If you can explain that to me, if you want to explain it to me tonight, explain it to me. Well, nobody there but Adam and Eve, and somebody wrote the story about the snake, the apple, and Adam and Eve. How can they write it and they wasn't there? They couldn't read and write. Okay. Now, I got one more question. Moses, oh, y'all ain't going to hear me. I'm going to leave it alone because it gets too heavy for you. I'm going to keep you happy with the Lord. You got to grow into this thing. because it's been given to slaves. But we didn't, as we got educated, we see, wait a minute, this ain't right. As we went research over in Africa and in Egypt, which is the thing, we find out Africa and Egypt is the same place. We find out that here in Chicago, O'Leary, Kyle didn't burn Chicago down. It was a meteor storm that burned Chicago up. How a Kyle going to kick a fire in the barn on the north side and it's catch on fire on the west side and on the south side? And half of Chicago burnt down. But that's what it told to us. We got the truth will set you free. Thank you, kind spirit. God, I want to tell you tonight, high blood, low blood sugar, I want you to dismiss out of your vibration. When you think it, believe, you got to say, I'm healed, I'm delivered. This is Bible class night. You got to be able to create, you got to say some things. All is well. One thing Prophet Johnson said, in all thy ways acknowledge God, he'll direct your path. And you got to understand the God who? The God of the wind, the God of the universe. You're taking all them pills and all the stuff you're taking. Do you know before all of that, a black man over in Africa, over in Egypt, was the father of medicine? Did you know a black man that know how to build the pyramids and know how to, they said, well, you was gone, we learned you. Ain't nothing the European can learn you that you that your ancestors already know and we already did. We learned from them mass murder. We learned about jail. You learn about nursing home. You learn about when your mama get old, you put in a nursing home. Daddy get old, put in a nursing home. Learn about jail. You learn about homosexuality. You learn about killing and murder. That was learned by the European. They brought that over from Europe. And we got it and we embraced it. Okay? Now, that's what's going on. And the ministers will not speak against it. They won't speak the truth. They might feed you a little bit. And they say, well, the government will take care of you. We supposed to take care of each other. Huh? But the government is taking care of everybody else. Now, let me tell you, the Jews got reparations. The Italian got reparations. The Indian got, every race got reparations. And over in Evanston, they're talking about reparations. This is a government grant for housing. Ain't no reparations. Reparation is you pay me what you owe my ancestors. Now, the reparation in Tulsa, the government ain't gave them no money. But the people they bombed over in Afghanistan, they want to get them some money because they bombed the wrong people. What about the wrong people in Chicago they killed? The wrong people they killed in Mississippi after they hung in Lynch in Texas. They ain't gave them no money. They won't even speak about reparation. Obama was in there. He wouldn't speak about reparations. You know, Bush ain't spoke about it. Ain't nobody been in the White House saying we want reparations. And I thought Obama would talk about reparations, but he's talking about let a man and woman get married. Uh-huh. That's what he's talking about. It wasn't no agenda. Let me say it again, because some of you are going to get mad. It was no agenda for the black man that nobody pushed through. If you call me and tell me what it was, you can't tell me. It was nothing put through for black folks with a black man as president. He just looked good and waved and said, we got a black president. What did he do? What did Bush do? Okay. What did Clinton do? What did they do? We're still in the situation we was in before they got in. See? But now you don't want to recognize that we got people that is hungry. We got people fought in Vietnam and Korea. They're sleeping outdoors. You got veterans on dope and drugs. Pharmaceutical companies still sending drugs out. You go to hospital with toothache, they give you pain pills. You hooked on the pain pills. This is kind of stuff that ain't nobody regulating. Ain't nobody seeing nothing about it. Until you say, I'm going to get off the grid, I'm going to change my thought. I'm going to go to the God of the wind, the God of the water, the God of the universe. bam, you're going to be some changes. Tonight, I'm telling you that if you begin to look deep into the Word of God and see, you say, well, I got to go get this clear. If you trust God, and some of you go to church just because you're wearing your big hat, you're wearing your pretty suit and show off. Church become a social club. The pastor don't get up and say, here's a prayer line and pray. I got $100 prayer line, I got $200. See, if you ain't got no money, you can't get it. See what I'm saying? So what I'm saying to you, we got to go back to the old landmark. We got to go back doing what our ancestors did. I say. And what we do that, we'll be healed and we'll be delivered. We got to go back to the old way. And that's what we ain't doing. Sam Cooke said it, we come a long way. And that was Sam Cooke, and that's true.
Try to deal with each other.
Yeah.
And that's very difficult, and it certainly takes a great deal of self-control and love for your nation at large. It's the greatest form of unselfishness. Now, I don't go around advocating that people that hate each other stay together. That's not what I'm saying. That's different. We can't solve a problem or get to a solution about a problem that we refuse to acknowledge that we have. We don't have to be ashamed that we have a problem. We don't have to be ashamed to know that it is related to slavery, because all of our problems are related to slavery. And I know that that seems to be some old hat issue, and everybody want me to stop talking about that. Nobody would tell the Japanese woman to forget about the fact that during World War II, the white man interned her family, took all of their personal possessions. Nobody would tell her to forget about that. Nobody would tell the Indian woman, forget about the fact that the white man came over here and took your country and put you and your babies out on the reservation. And nobody would dare to tell the Jewish woman to forget about the Holocaust, so why I gotta forget about slavery?